Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
I am fine, and you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
I know you had a wonderful time last week.
We sure did.
We saw some of the new products last night, all the new products. That's wonderful. Especially that backflip. I was impressed with that.
Wow, I'm more impressed about now that I'm using it.
It's
amazingly better. Last night I had a couple of cramps and wake up with a leg cramp.
Uh-huh.
And so I have put the backflex on before, but just it took a long time. I never was sure that that's what helped it. I'm trying to do something, so I'm making a slide. I'm way behind today, and so that's why I can't talk straight here. So this morning I had a leg cramp in both my calves. And so I put my back flex down there because I had it on my back, and almost instantly they are gone. And when we were in the hotel, I couldn't find my back flex for when we were getting ready to go. And finally, we found it our dentist found it, and it was clear down by where my feet would have been in the bed, and couldn't see how it got down there. But then when this happened again, I remembered that I had a leg cramp in my leg, and I put my backflex down there, but it works so fast, you don't notice.
You mean even though it's not really on your back, just by having it at your feet, it works? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was on my calf of my foot. A calf of my calf.
Okay.
And so that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. I don't have the site up yet, and I'm going to get it up there right now. I was making something. So you guys can... Nancy, what a great... Let's find out who's here.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Who do we have who's joined us?
Good morning, it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
I ran in and grabbed my new back flex and put it on. I love it. It's light. It works fast. Yes.
That's what Ruth was talking about.
Yeah, I heard her.
Yeah, I believe it works that fast. Sorry, you guys.
It's so much lighter than the other one, too. You don't even...
You can't even tell you have it on.
And just the look of it, it just has a clean look to it. It's just very nice.
Yes. Okay, who else has joined us?
Hi, Mary Lou. It's Linda from Lakewood, Washington.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, you guys looked amazing. You were again last week.
Oh, thank you. It was great seeing you.
Yeah.
Great seeing everybody.
Almost here. I get for trying to make a slide at the last minute.
I'm impressed. You were up.
Impressed I was up.
Yeah, that you were up and able to make a slide. I barely get myself up before the goal. This week, anyway.
Oh. Okay, there we are. So good morning again, everyone. And thanks for you guys' help. Oh, I hope that's not my echo. I don't know what else to do about it. Sounds kind of scritchy. I think that might be me. Okay. So, it is Terrific Tuesday. And I am feeling terrific after having been down at that convention. It was amazing. We talked about that somewhat yesterday. And so today, I was just sharing about the back flex on my calves and how much faster it works. It works so fast that I was telling Nancy, I don't think I finished that story, that I lost my back flex. We got ready to go and I didn't have it and I couldn't figure out where it was. And it was because it worked so fast on my calves that I didn't hardly wake up and I didn't remember putting it on my calves. I was just put it down on my leg and back to sleep. And we have my water bottle. I don't think I drink, I'm sure I don't drink enough water when I travel. I wanted to take the waterfall, but Dennis refused. So we did not. So, well, let's take a look at, will we avoid the epidemics or will we help others to avoid them? And I saw Mary Lou, or have seen her for a long time. I thought she looked terrific. She's been doing all that walking. She looked really fit to me. And I did get lots of compliments myself. I had really had lost any weight. I thought I had lost weight while I was down there, and today I gained 2 pounds back. Well, I have to figure out how that works. Must have been sitting at the computer too long. Anyway, we're going to stay healthy. And so first thing we want to do is welcome you to our call. And turn off our chimes. We welcome you to opportunity to get together for our Mastermind of Health here. A health style call with a mission to support the practice of habitual health style choices. And we've made a lot of changes over the period of most of this year, haven't we? The different things, and that might be something you might want to share, or what are some of the things that have made the most difference to you, and the things that that have helped the most. And if you have any other good news to share, we'd love to hear that. So let's go for it. Let's have some buddy speak up and share what's helped the most, and if you have anything else to add, please do.
Well, I think the getting moving has helped me the most, the walking and being more aware of which foods are alkaline. Of course, I always knew that desserts were not the best. I always knew desserts and no-nos, but you know, learning how to balance it better, because when we first got on this program, I had quite a little bit of inflammation going on. So anyway, and I was just the opposite, Ruth. I thought I had gained weight, but this morning I got on the scale and I'm where I was when I left. So thank goodness. I think maybe that long drive home, and I know I did not, you know, there's another sign, you guys. I mean, when you get dehydrated and when we're in the car for a long period of time, I just don't drink a lot of water. So that was, I think that was really why the scale was up yesterday. So anyway, we're on the move. And it's just great that we've got this call every morning to support each other and learn all this wonderful stuff. And I've always felt that this was more of a mastermind than anything else. So it's cool here, and I'm going to be moving more. I'm going to be walking more, and I'm very, very excited about being on the move with Niken. So that's it.
Great. Anyone else? What helps you the most? That's helped you the most over the last few months.
Oh, golly. coconut oil. Me.
You know, one of the things, and while we were gone, we weren't eating perfectly all the time. And one of the things that I learned that I like is that I know that if I do have some sweets or something, if I then have some greenzymes to balance that out so I don't become acidic, then I don't have, like, the bladder problems I used to have. If I ate sweets, then I just would get bladder infection really easily. But with those greenzymes to negate that acidity, that really helps. I take the capsules when I travel, and they work just as well. I was amazed. I just always drink the powder at home, but it's just more convenient for me to take the capsules when I travel, and Dennis does that as well. And they work just as well. About three or four, I think, equal amount that I use in them. Maybe not quite as much, but close. Anyway, they really help. Okay, anyone else want to share? Well, I hope that this call has helped you guys. And you have seen some differences, we'll talk about some more body language here. That's what we're going to talk about today. We talked about listen to your body, but I'm thinking that we need to go a little further with that and talk about some of the warning signs. And so let's stick my head in the sand, ostrich, that we have on the page. It's always given me, you know, so I think, am I going to stick my head in the sand or am I going to do something about it? And that goes with just about anything, not just health, but politics, where our country, thinking a lot about that lately, about our business. Are we going to be on the move? Are we going to get our income going up or let it go down? And so I'll probably talk a little bit more about, kind of a little about that tomorrow, not directly, but something kind of that I've been thinking about quite a bit. So we'll talk about that tomorrow a little bit in the Healthy Child presentation. So I'm planning to kind of go over that tomorrow. All right, so now we have, I want to know, do we have anyone on the call today who hasn't been on the call before? So, welcome, and we'd like to speak up, because then we do a little bit of extra. Mary Lou covered the basics on Monday, but we do like to cover them a bit more if somebody is on the call, and we're going to, I'll be quiet for a moment, so you can speak up if you're there, okay? So, we're going to go down about, on this little sign, and I just was patching it up, I was trying to get on the call and patch it up at the same time. Ignoring our body's warning signs will cause slow death. Now, I was going to get those to come on with animation, but I didn't. So underneath this, of course, ignoring the signs, or these signs that were on this sign, would cause instant death. But, well, I guess we'd probably rather have slow death, and if we ignore our body's warning signs, that will cause slow death. If we're not paying attention and we just eat garbage and all these things that we're learning about and we don't follow what we know, then we're been giving our body death by slowness or something like that. Of course, we're not all going to live for 1,000 years anyway, but we want to stay healthy the whole time, don't we? So, let us talk about taking care of ourselves and what are some of the symptoms that are warning signs you should never ignore. Now, I don't know if there's any of them you should ignore, but what are the ones that we know about? I should fix it so I can write on here. I want to go over the ones we kind of talked about to begin with here. So, anybody want to speak up and say some of the ones that you have noticed and you listen to them?
Headaches, tired.
What did you say before that?
Headaches.
That's right. Headaches. And being tired or fatigued. those are important. That we've talked to Mary Lou and I've done pulses together and different things and talked about these things before. Fatigue, tiredness is I think one of the primary ones, and headaches are probably go along with it almost. Anybody else have something you want to add?
Aching.
Did you change
slides? It's still Mommy O Magazine.
No, yeah, it still is. Taking care of yourself. Four apples.
Okay,
one
good.
Bread.
Okay.
Okay, and so, yeah, I don't have a list on here. I didn't have time to make anything yesterday, so I just made it this morning. So aching or any kind of pain, like, and what made me think about this, I was going to do something else, but what made me think about is that cramp in my leg. Well, a couple of things made me think about this, but the cramp in my leg, what made that happen? You know, if I don't, I need to learn about that. I need to know what causes cramps in your leg. What causes headaches? What's causing my headache? So what are the let's just start with a cramp or a pain. What can cause that? We need to find out.
Low potassium and magnesium.
Low potassium and or magnesium or both or calcium.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or if it's not low, it could be out of balance.
Right.
Anything else, Nancy?
Well, when we have, but when we have cramps, that's the main thing you think about, is your minerals are off balance.
Mm-hmm. Too much sodium.
Right.
Okay, what else were you going to say?
I was just going to say the electrolytes have to be balanced to keep from having that. And
okay,
if we don't have enough magnesium to absorb our calcium, and then if we don't have enough K2 to absorb our calcium, it will go into places where it shouldn't be.
Uh-huh. You want to tell us what K2 is?
Which is the vitamin K, but for years we always heard just plain vitamin K, and now they are calling it K2. I'm not real clear on why, you know, what makes the difference if you buy the wrong kind. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know either. Anybody else know?
I'll have to do some research on it.
Oil topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, lack of hydration. Did we already say that? Okay, so then it could be that we have lack of circulation.
That's true.
Anything else anybody wants to add? You guys all on mute? Okay.
Well, I have skin breaks out for me, and that kind of tells me I'm not digesting whatever I'm putting into my body.
Oh. Skin break out. Okay. That's it. Rashes.
Mm-hmm.
Eczemas.
Eczema.
Is that how I'm supposed to pronounce that? Is eczema, is that the same thing as eczema?
Yeah, I always call it eczema, but other people do the other, so I did that today.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways, too, and so I don't know which way it's good. I'll have to look that up one of these days. I have heard it both ways. Probably is. Okay. Doesn't really matter. Okay, skin breaks out. Why does our skin get... Now, Kathleen said... You're not, lack of absorption, what else could be the cause?
Detox?
We are detoxing or we need to detox? What do you mean?
I was
I would think, I know I break out when I am detoxing.
Okay, body is detoxing.
I think
yeah.
so, too, because that just, you can just see it come through the surface of my hands.
Okay, so maybe our body is too toxic. Maybe it just starts detoxing on its own then, huh?
I wonder, maybe.
Okay.
I can add one more thing on the breakout. That's also okay. from Candida, the yeast overgrowth in the body that will appear on our skin.
Oh, thank you for that comment.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a history of overgrowth of yeast, and sometimes we just forget. That's one of the reasons I love this call so much.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Well, an RN friend of mine, her daughter had, I may have mentioned this on the call, but her daughter had a real bad case of acne on her cheeks and all, and she had been to numerous dermatologists. They were not able to help her, and, of course, they put her on the whatever they give for that as a medication. And then a lady at a health store told her to take all of oregano capsules and also do the probiotics, real heavy on the probiotics, and her daughter's skin cleared up. She could not believe it after all the time she's taken her to doctors. So that was definitely a fungal problem, because that's what oil of oregano does. It's a very good antifungal. Of course, it's also antiviral, antibacterial, and maybe one other thing that I can't think of right now. But so she was actually, what she was doing with the oil of oregano is killing the yeast and then putting the good bacteria back in, because with the doctors having put her on strong antibiotics for a length of time, that causes the buildup of
candida.
Yep, the candida. Gives it a chance to take hold. Too many bad guys, not enough of the good guys.
Wow. You know, I was at church and somebody said, oh, those hands, it said, you know, you might try fungus, cream for fungus. And I was just in and talked to an MD about it, and he said, oh, no, that wouldn't be that.
They're totally uninformed. They have not learned it in med school, and to them, the way I understand it, doctors think only along the lines of antibacterial and antiviral. If it doesn't fit in those two categories, they're just totally unaware. But the other big culprit is the yeast. And a lot of it is coming from being given too many antibiotics, and a lot of it is given unnecessarily for viral things. When a child has a virus, they'll give them that, which it's not going to help, because antibiotics only work for the bacteria. And so their body is building up a resistance to that, and it's not good. That causes it. That kills out all the good bacteria and allows the bad bacteria to flourish. So then you've got that, everything's out of balance in the colon, and it just havocs a lot of different eruptions and things in the body. But she was just, being an RN, she was really amazed that those two little things that helped her daughter, whereas all the medical things that the doctors were giving her had not.
What did she use? Oil of oregano and what?
And then probiotics.
Okay.
Just a real good probiotic, but taking it, not what it says on the label, but doing a, you know, like doubling and tripling. just...
Oh, the probiotic. Nancy, are you talking about this Acidophilus, or are there other probiotics that, that
well,
I use?
You can do just a plain Acidophilus, but that would be for someone who doesn't have a health issue. But it's always best to get one with as many strains, like at least 10 strains. You have to have all the different strains in there to really do a good job. If we're taking only like one or two strains, that's not really getting the job done. It's better than nothing, but it's still not the best. And one that I have used through the years is Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. The way they make this is very different. It is, I think it's made in Japan. Their lab, they have the prebiotics and the probiotics living together in the same, they've shown pictures of this, they're these huge stainless steel vats, and they mix, they have them living together for 3 years before the product is ever, you know, comes to market. So, therefore, when they're in your colon, they're already adjusted to living together in your body. You know, you don't have that little fight going on there with the prebiotic and the probiotic. But that seems to work. Others just look for all of the different bifidas and the
longevity?
It begins in a, let me go get my box. Well, you'll see it on the box. It's on every one of them. You'll see for the longerum, and then.
So where do you get this Dr. O'Hara's probiotic?
You can either, now the vitamin shop carries it, but you can also, and that's the cheapest probably, but you can also go online. I think it's called just drharas.com.
Dr. O'Hara or Dr. O'Hara?
It's O'Hara, and it's spelled O'HIRRA.
Good grief. I should have known it spelled right. Okay, well, thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, help, it's Kathleen.
Yes.
Great. Anybody else know something more or have any questions about skin breakout or eczema or eczema or hives or anything else that are signals?
Let me correct the spelling on that. It's two H's, not two R's. So it's O-H-H-I-R-A.
H-H? Okay.
He's definitely, I guess, Japanese.
Oh, H-H.
I-R-A.
Okay.
I see that My Natural Market has it, and their price looks pretty good, because usually you pay about $45 at the vitamin shop, but they have it less than $43. You have to click on it to find out how much it actually is, but they've already struck through the $43 mark, and so it's going to be less than that.
So is it just, is that all it's called, is probiotics by this Dr. O'Hara?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me give another little story. Back during Katrina, there was a couple who had a lot of health issues with mold in their home, and to where his wife was affected more so than the husband, but she took this Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, but she said, I hit it hard, and she told how many she took, and it was a lot, but she knocked everything out in a short length of time, a couple of weeks, but she was in really bad health from all that mold infestation in their home. And so this does work, but you don't have to be afraid of taking, to, you know, more than what the label says. There are a lot of other good probiotics on the market too, but this is just one that so many nutritionists and alternative doctors, they do think that this is the best. So,
oh, thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Another thing that we want to learn, maybe to be aware of, is of course, urine and the bowel movements and that type of thing. Watch that. We know about that. But I was thinking about the odor that comes from urine, and sometimes that can be a warning sign of how we're eating. If we're getting too many ketones in our urine from having too few carbs, or we need to find out more about what that means. But there are different things that we should be aware of and notice about our body. When there's a change, we should pay attention and we should find out what are the possibilities of that. And sometimes, look how much Nancy knew about those things. That was a lot of help. And so if we can bring some of those things up on the call, well, that might be helpful. I'll look at just over very, very quickly the headings here on health warning signs you should never ignore. A heart-burning feeling. Every once in a while you feel a little heartburn, but this time you feel tightness in your chest. Okay, that one we've heard of. Lower stomach pain and bloat. Lately you have been feeling a constant pressure in your lower abdomen, more bloated and a little gassy. So that's another one. A new mole. You play in the sun all summer long and now you notice new skin growth and your nose. A persistent cough. One morning you begin coughing for no apparent reason, but decide to blame it on the change of weather. Months have passed and you're still coughing. So one of the things is that if you have something that lasts for longer time, one of the people I know called and said the person that they lived with had diarrhea for a couple of days and didn't seem to be getting any better. And so I said, does he have a temperature? Is he bleeding? And after the nose is both no. I said, well, give him a whole lot of water, which that was already happening, and he'll probably be over in a day or two. And he was. So just knowing these little home remedy type of things, that some of what you're talking about, is very helpful. Save you from having to go to the doctor that much. But if it lasts, that's a whole different story. If it becomes, when something comes on abruptly, becomes chronic, or causes constant pain that continually wakes you up in the night, please don't need immediate attention from your physician. When it comes to your health, and old adage is true, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that's what we're about. We're a human body health detective. So hope this has been helpful. And if you have any other ideas or suggestions of things you'd like to discuss, let one of us know.
I would, for just one quick thing. Nancy's talking about fungus, and I have the hands that break out, and under my fingernails it thickens and it does stuff. And my fingernails are a huge indication of something going on, and I never quite get it solved, but maybe I'll go look for oil of oregano, and I don't know if Nancy had any more input on anything like that.
Yes, it does happen to the toenails and the fingernails, but if it gets red and puffy around the cuticles, that's all a sign of, the way I've always heard it, it's a sign of that candida. But you can even soak your nails in the liquid oil of oregano, and that should knock it out. Taking it orally and also soaking in it, even for the, for your feet, I like to soak my feet in about, I don't really count too much, but it's at least 10 drops or more of the oil of oregano, your skin is so smooth afterwards. It's a wonderful feeling. And that way, when you go to do your little buffing on your heels and so forth, it's already softened up that skin so much. So that's a very good, just, I don't do it all that often, but, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to do it even once a week.
Tell me how much you put in the water if you soak your needles. Mine are puffy.
You could almost do it straight, and well, you'd probably want to add a little bit of water.
I'm just wondering if I would die of pain if I touched it with oil of oregano.
I'm sorry, if you would what?
Die of pain. It hurts to get it wet sometimes. The skin actually breaks open sometimes, and the nail separates at the base sometimes.
Take the liquid oil of oregano and just put it on as a, like you would a cuticle cream, and just leave it on. I would assume you could, I've never left it on overnight, but you probably, maybe to start with, I wouldn't do that. Just leave it on for, you know, as long as you can and see if it brings out any kind of sensation. I don't think it would.
Oh, I can't.
Well, this much fungus. This much fungus, Catherine. You need to really attack that with a probiotics also, and with lactoferrin. My mom had a lot of it under her toenails, and she started taking more. I had her take more lactoferrin, and it disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would think even with Kanikin products, if we do the lactoferrin and the immunity together, that's a big plus there.
And immunity together?
Mm-hmm. Both of those should help with any kind of fungal thing, because that's actually what the mushrooms are doing, the medicinal mushrooms. But
this is one of the greatest things that's happened to me in a while. I'm so glad I'm on this call.
But
I'm glad you're glad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Many years ago, I heard of oil of oregano for the first time, and it was through Dr. Cass Ingram, if any of you remember him. He's a, you'd call him a nutritionist, but he does a lot of, he goes into the forest and especially down in the South America and the different countries into the rainforest and gets a lot of cures. His first book, I assume that was probably his first book, was The Cure is in the Cupboard, and that's where he talks about oil of oregano and all that. But he would say if you want to knock out a cold or a virus or anything, you take 2 capsules of oregano orally and also the oregano, well, let's see, let me back up, 2 capsules of oregano, I'm trying to think of the other, I will speak on that Thursday, and I'll have to get all my things straight on it, but he said that will knock out anything that you have, because it's working on both viral and bacterial. So that was the first time, and I thought, well, his voice sounded a little strange on the radio. I was listening to him on a radio program, and I thought, I don't know if that man knows what he's talking about. But then when I started hearing all these stories, and then much later here, I'd see him on different TV programs, and he has really done his research, but he also healed himself. He had to give up his practice. His health had deteriorated so badly, and he found his cure in the rainforest. I will speak on that on Thursday, because that's quite a story to tell, but he was able to get his health back and get back to work just by doing the things that he learned from all his research.
Okay, well, that'll be great here on Thursday. And especially if there's anything more about the candida, I think that's a really quite a common problem. And so that would probably help us to be able to help a lot of other people and hopefully help Kathleen.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure. I think I have oil of oregano in my drawer.
I got one somewhere too. Okay, you guys, time's up.
True.
Yes.
I wonder if everybody knows that they can all order the launch pack now.
Oh, you guys, it's online. Thank you, Meredith.
Yeah.
It's online, and you can order the pack, or you can order individual parts.
No.
Genesis.
I don't think they... Really? I thought that was...
They don't usually, so maybe I'm mistaken. I just said what Dennis told me.
Yeah, you can order the individually those back wraps, but I think they're kind of a sales tool. You know, they can't go through them back belt. But, the pack is quite a deal, and they get...
But 15% off.
Yeah.
15% off until the end of November.
Yes.
So.
I think that everybody is going to want these new backflexes, that's for sure.
For sure.
Do you know which side goes towards the skin? Is it the flat or the rounded bumps?
Rounded.
You know? The rounded?
I think it's rounded.
Okay.
Yes, it's also smooth. The other side's a little bit rough, so
uh-huh.
that it'll stick to your clothing a little bit better. Good.
Okay.
Well, I put some Velcro on the back of mine also.
Okay.
So it hooks onto my clothing a little bit better. Okay, you guys. Have a great day. And thanks for all the contributions and
great call.
Interaction.
I'm going to have a lot better day and week, I can tell you that. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good call.